What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with another podcast. Today's topic, seduction essentialism. Basically, I've been going down a rabbit hole for the last few weeks or so, and it's all about essentialism. And the main idea around it is that you need to do less but better, as Dieter Rams said. Dieter Rams, for those of you who don't know, was a German designer who worked for a company called Braun, or Braun in German. He was designing electronics, pretty much stuff that looks like what Apple designs today. He only did it way, way earlier. And one of his principles was to do less but better, so to reduce everything down to the essential stuff, okay? So when I look at seduction, I think there's so much out there and so many things you can do that you get lost very often. And what you'll actually find is that a very few things done correctly will get you most of the results. And that's Pareto efficiency, after the economist Pareto, who said that, you know, 20% of the things you do have 80% of the effect. But I would take that, and essentially essentialism takes that a step further. Really, what you want to do is, like, you want to do 3, 4, 5 things that get the majority of the effect, okay? So instead of 80-20, it's more like, you know, 5-95 or something like this. So essentialism is basically, or seduction essentialism is basically, a disciplined, systematic approach for determining where your highest point of contribution lies. And by that, making the execution of those things almost effortless, okay? So you're doing less and less and less, but you're doing better. You're getting better. And what I find is that most people are doing the opposite. They're trying 10 million different things, and those things that they're trying, they have their time and their place, but they're forgetting to focus on the really, really important stuff. And that's really what seduction essentialism is all about. It's the discipline of discerning the vital few from the trivial many things that matter, okay? I will give examples, but let's just have that, let that sink in for a second, okay? Because, and this is a phrase I will coin now, most men drown in shallow waters, okay? Because they're doing many, many things, but they're doing many, many things superficially or in a shallow way, and that's their downfall. So they don't drown in deep waters. They're drowning in shallow waters, and the men that go to the deep waters are the ones that learn to swim, okay? So this is obviously even worse today, because today we have an exponentially increasing number of choices, and we're less and less prepared to manage ourselves. Okay, just think about it. YouTube, books, ebooks, audiobooks, podcasts, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, WhatsApp, you know, all of these things we didn't have 20 years ago. None of these things. So actually, choice has exponentially increased and will keep increasing exponentially. And that basically spreads you thinner and thinner. Your attention span by having these devices in your pockets is lower. You spend less and less time. So you're going less and less deep. And the waters are getting shallower and shallower. And more men are drowning in these very shallow waters, okay? So at the bottom of essentialism, as I will discuss later, lies discipline, okay? And This is really at the core of all of this. And if you understand it, you will understand that it's a little bit like your closet, okay? Everything is like your closet. You know, your closet is full of, rope or like clothes that you acquire over time. Like you're buying this pair of shoes that's a little bit outlandish, or this shirt that you wore for Halloween, or all kinds of stuff that you buy and maybe wear it once or twice, and it just clutters your it clutters your wardrobe, okay? And that basically is a metaphor, okay? Because if you really look at your wardrobe, you will find that you're only using five or six items all the time, and that's that 5-95 rule that I'm talking about. So that's what essentialism is about. It's really asking yourself, what do I really, really need, and what can I really throw out? Okay, and so the counterintuitive part about essentialism is that essentialists actually focus on their choices before they actually make a choice. Okay, so what I mean by that is that an essentialist, basically a seduction essentialist, looks, for example, at all of the different girls he could approach and then focuses only on the ones that he really wants to approach, or at least date, okay? But a lot of times you get like pulled in all these different directions and you end up with like girls that you don't really want to date, and you end up spending time with girls that you actually don't find interesting or even regret meeting, as in like that was way below what I should be going for. And I'm not saying that they're bad girls, but they're just not, maybe what you want. And that's the risk of it. And that's just one thing, and there's many different things that I could go into, but that's just one thing. Or the guy says, I'll make it this my priority, and that, and the wardrobe, and these lines, and that opener, and comes up with 15 different priorities. And that's exactly the problem. Priorities is actually sort of like an oxymoron. You should have one priority, two or three, and just work on those. And that's what essentialism is all about. And so the first step of essentialism, seduction essentialism, is to evaluate. And by that, I mean you look at all of the different choices that are out there, and you're only focusing on what you think makes the highest possible contribution towards your goal. So you need to know what you want to get, and then you focus on the things that are truly impactful, okay? So you take the time to explore and evaluate many options before taking action. And this is required to find the most important things. And everything I've been doing lately, as you've seen with the, for example, straight line sex system or the sex hack, all of these things, they're really cut down versions that allow you to cut out all of the BS, all of the stuff that's the trivial many. Yeah, they're all cut out to focus on the impactful few. Okay, and this is basically the number one thing that you need to focus on. You need to first view the field, what's out there, and then if you find something that's the right thing for the right reason at the right time, it makes sense, okay? But other than that, you need to eliminate, and you need to say no, and you need to cut through the non-essential stuff, okay? And this is really, really important, okay? And especially with habits like going out with a wing or drinking alcohol or, not going out after work or having specific times, does it really matter? Is that really what counts? Does the wing count? Does the alcohol count? Does the Tinder stuff count? Do these girls that I'm still seeing from 6 months ago, do they really matter? Are they getting me to where I want to go? okay? And this is the evaluation process, looking at all the different things, okay? And then once you've evaluated, you need to eliminate, okay? And the good thing or the right thing to ask yourself is, if I wasn't already doing this, would I start it today, okay? And that's the same with your closet. Like, if I didn't have this item already there, sitting there in the closet, would I go out now and buy it? And if the answer is no, you need to eliminate it, because you need to simplify and break it down to the essentials, okay? This is really key. And then in the last step, once you've managed to locate the few essential things, okay, you want to execute, and you want to make the execution effortless. And that's why it's really important to go deep, okay? Think of it as a laser, okay? You can have like a disco ball that has 1,000 different lasers going through the room, and it touches 1,000,000 people and nobody feels anything. Or you can take all of this energy, concentrate it on one spot, and burn through steel, okay? Modern lasers burn through steel, they cut steel. And this is the perfect analogy, okay? Because once you've located the essential few, you're actually building a laser, and because you're focusing on so few things and you're so concentrated, it lets you do it more effortlessly, because it's really difficult to do many, many things well. That's why you're drowning in shallow waters. Okay, so for that you need a disciplined approach, okay, to do less but better. And saying no to good choices, such as some girls that you're seeing you're not really into, those are great decisions to make. A decision means cut off decision, okay? So you need to leave some things behind that sound good, but are not good enough or not aligned with your goals, okay? And the most important thing is that you can train yourself out of the idea that you actually have the choice, okay? Nobody can ever take away from you the choice. You can only train yourself into helplessness, okay? So you can feel like, oh, I have to get up, I have to do this, I have to do this, I can't do this, I can't disappoint my wing, I do want to drink, I don't want to approach. And you can train yourself into this helplessness, but the power to choose to do things or to not do things is always with you, okay? And this is really important, because once you give up that power, whether it's whether it's while you're aware of it or whether it's while you're not aware of it, you think, you stop thinking, okay? And you give away the power, and the power of choice is the biggest power you have. So the most important thing is to realize that there is a ton of stuff in your life that is non-essential, and the essential is things that almost everything is non-essential, okay? And it's really important. And the essentialist, or the Dutch essentialist, realizes that there are trade-offs to be made, and it's good that we have trade-offs, okay? You don't want to think, how can I do everything? You want to think, which problem do I want? What do I really want to work on? And then decide which one you want to go for, and then go big, and that creates the laser and it cuts through, okay? And I don't want to go in too much detail, but I've been doing this across every discipline in my life, so I've vastly simplified things for myself, and it helps, because otherwise you're doing 20 different things, and trust me, if you're doing two or three things right, like full on, it's more than enough. And I'm using very detailed templates of what I'm doing, basically at what hour during the day, or yeah, down to the hour, sometimes less, So a very specific morning routine. I know exactly when I'm starting work, when I'm going to the gym, what I'm eating, when I'm reading, when I'm making podcasts, what the goals are, and what are my success levers that I need to pull to get to these goals. And this is a different topic, but like essentialism, as esoteric as it sounds, you can actually break this down into something really practical that allows you to find these few vital, essential things that you need to do to get you to where you want to get. And that is awesome because it gives you power and control through choice. And, you know, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's definitely a lot easier than having this totally cluttered life, like this wardrobe full of stuff that you don't need. You need to unclutter your life. You need to make it simpler and better. And essentialism and seduction essentialism is exactly that. Okay. So, one thing that in seduction I found out, which is surprisingly simple, it's a success lever. Okay. It's the most important thing when it comes to seduction. And yet, and I've given it to a group of people, and yet they really struggle doing it. And it's actually very simple and very easy. And I am telling you, it is the most important thing. Nothing is more important than this one thing that I'm telling you. Okay? And whilst I'm telling people that this is the most important thing, they still struggle to do it. So I'm going to tell you what it is. But before I do, please like the video. Subscribe to the channel, it really helps. You know, every little subscription helps. And recommend the podcast to a friend or two because it helps as well. You know, I'm doing this for free and I'm putting in effort. So the least you can do is please help me to, you know, make this stuff go around, and hopefully it helps one or two guys, you know. And also go to, the Hustler Wall, hustlerwall.anthonyhustle.com, or just go to anthonyhustle.com. All of my stuff is on the Hustler Vault now. I obviously have all of the books and the products out there as well, so you can go there and, you know, pick up some really good value for seduction and all around life. But like the most important thing, let's go back to that. The most important thing is to have a number that you will do every week. And this is basically the easiest way to start essentialism. You can tell me a million different things, okay? You can tell me, I read this book, I do yoga, I do workout, I eat this, I learn languages, I dress like this, I lose weight, all of the things. All of these things are non-essential in terms of getting good with seduction or being a seduction essentialist. What really matters is one thing and one number only. It's the approaches per week, okay? And the number is 25. And I don't care how you do it, whether you do it in the club, in the bar, wherever you do it, I don't care. You do it, I don't care, honestly, on an airplane, in a submarine, I don't care where you do it. But then the minimum number, the absolute minimum for essentialists is 25 approaches per week. And believe it or not, I have a spreadsheet where I'm asking people, or have been asking people for a very long time, please put down, I did it or I didn't do it for this week, the 25 approaches. And nobody has managed to do it. And it's a really low number, okay? Actually, I'm thinking more 50, okay? But like, I get it, not everybody's like me and goes hardcore. So, you know, the really minimum number that you have to do is 25 approaches. And that's essentialism because this is a success lever. If you get 25 approaches done consistently every week for half a year, it will solve 99% of your problems, even if you never read a book or anything like that. If you just do that, even if you just do that and never even touch a book, that will really solve the problem. And that's it. It's that simple. Every week, 25. And don't ask, well, I feel like I don't get the right, opener, or she doesn't stay, or she doesn't come on an eye date, or this or that. It doesn't matter. What matters, 25 for 6 months every week. That's what matters, okay? And that's essentialism. Whether you use this opener, that line, that move, you read this book, you have this technique or that technique, you dress this or dress like that, or it's raining or not raining, in the mall, in the airplane, in the gym, on the street, I don't care. In the bar, doesn't matter. What matters, 25. And it's really this simple. This is probably the most important metric. It is the most important metric. If you can't do it, don't even think about what the male leader frame or what the pure connection frame is or what frame control is. If you can't get that done, it destroys everything else. It's a little bit like if you can't go to the gym 2 3 times a week, it's really difficult to build body mass. You can eat, you can eat spaghetti or drink powder shakes or whatever you want to do. It all doesn't matter if you're not going to the gym. And the 25 approaches is the base, okay? Without that, and for 6 months, okay? You need to do it consistently for 6 months because the momentum that you generate and the practice and the just of being out there, that's what really generates, the base for you to then question whether you should use this opener or you should use this technique here or that technique here. Without the base, you're nothing, okay? You're like trying to build a castle on sand. And that's my message. And all of this comes out of this essentialism. And I will obviously go pretty deep on this because, I mean, for my personal life, nothing to do with seduction, but it's so clear that this is obviously the case. You need to really find those few success levers that when you pull them, they move you forwards your one day goal that you want to achieve. And the number one success lever to pull is 25 approaches every week for at least 6 months before you even think about anything else. Okay? So, of course, on the VIP Slack channel, we have a private spreadsheet where everybody puts in their numbers. And I think there will be a few guys who will actually do this now because previously I had 50 approaches. I brought it down to 25 because it's really important that you have small wins, and 25 is really a small, it's a small goal because all you have to do is go once or twice a week and you get 25 approaches. But yeah, I hope people understand how important this is, because I don't think everybody does understand, but you will understand at one point, maybe later in your life. But seduction essentialism, I think, is the most important thing that allows you to, focus on the vital few and cut out the trivial many. So, peace out. I hope this was useful. Talk to you next time.